This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
WCBS reporter Marla Diamond with the story from Manhattan Criminal Court.
Prosecutor Joan Aluzzi called Harvey Weinstein an abusive rapist and mocked him as a Richie Rich, master of his universe, who stayed in touch with his accusers to ensure their silence. Aluzzi went over graphic testimony of the alleged assaults, saying in each case Weinstein's tactic was trick and surprise. Outside court, Weinstein's defense attorney Donna Rotunno said he's feeling confident.
It shouldn't be about emotion, it shouldn't be about feelings, and it's not a popularity contest. And in this case, the evidence was all on our side. And I think you can see that from the people's closing argument today. They didn't focus on any of the issues that they have here in this case. And I think that that will be telling for the jury.
At Manhattan Criminal Court, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Michael Avenatti, the attorney who represented porn star Stormy Daniels in lawsuits against the president, was convicted today on charges of trying to extort Nike. Avenatti was in debt nearly $11 million. The jury found that he tried to take advantage of a client who was a youth basketball coach. That coach said Nike had ordered him to make secret payments to players' families, that he wanted to resolve the problem and patch things up with Nike. That's when prosecutors say Avenatti went rogue, trying to shake down Nike for $25 million. His attorneys plan to appeal.
Accused Bronx cop shooter Robert Williams was in court today. Our Sean Adams was in the courtroom.
Stone-faced police officers sat stoically in court. The family of Robert Williams shouted out, "We love you," as officers led him off to jail. A grand jury has indicted Williams, multiple counts of attempted murder for allegedly shooting at a police van and blasting away inside the 41st Precinct Station House. PBA President Pat Lynch addresses reports of another credible threat against police.
There's a lot of press talk about a threat against New York City police officers, but quite frankly, that's not unusual for those of us that have a shield on our chest. We deal with those threats on a regular basis. But we do need the community's help. When you hear something, please let the police know.
He says these are dangerous times. Officers need to keep their heads on a swivel. Stay alert. At State Supreme Court in the Bronx, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
White supremacist propaganda tripled in New Jersey last year. That is according to the Anti-Defamation League. In 2018, there were 41 cases. In 2019, 143 cases. They have typically targeted Jews, African Americans, Muslims, and members of the LGBTQ community. New Jersey ranks fifth in the U.S. According to the ADL's numbers, nationwide white supremacist material has more than doubled.
Well, only New Jerseyans have this luxury. It's the only state in the country with it, but now a lawmaker in Illinois wants to do the same thing. A state legislator there is sponsoring a bill that would stop drivers from pumping their own gas. It's called the Gas Station Attendant Act. Former New Jersey Assemblyman John Wisniewski says he doesn't think it'll happen. What's his reasoning? Well, he tells NJ.com he just can't imagine Jake and Elwood pulling up to a gas station and waiting for an attendant. Jake and Elwood, for those who don't know, are the characters in the movie Blues Brothers, played by John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. We head over to the Weather Center now to get the WCBS Exergen weather forecast with our chief meteorologist, Craig Allen. Is that a six that I see in your potential forecast for tonight?
Yes, it is. I can't remember the last time we had to go that low for some of our suburbs. The suburban overnight low temperature, 6 to 12 degrees for northwest Jersey, on up into the Hudson Valley, interior Connecticut, and possibly even the Pine Barrens of eastern Long Island in Suffolk County, if the wind dies down out there. If the wind holds up, it'll be a whole 12 or 13 or 14 degrees. But nonetheless, it is 28 in the city right now, mid-teens overnight for the city. Sunny, still cold tomorrow, but not too windy, high about 32. Partly cloudy, not as cold for Saturday night, 25 to 30. And just like that, this little cold snap is over on Sunday, as it'll be a cold start, but by afternoon, it's jumping into the mid-40s and above normal temperatures to take us into the beginning of next week. 28 now again, humidity 31%, northwest wind 14 miles per hour, so the wind chill right now is 18.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.